Hello and welcome to GCSE Physics Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most mind-blowing topics in your entire physics course, the universe. This is OCR specification topic 8.8, and trust me, this is where physics gets truly cosmic. Now, I know what you're thinking. The universe? That's massive. How am I supposed to learn about everything? Well, here's the good news. OCR focuses on two key areas. First, the life cycle of stars, how they're born, live, and die. And second, evidence for the Big Bang theory, specifically redshift and cosmic microwave background radiation. Master these, and you'll be ready to tackle any exam question they throw at you. This topic typically appears as either a 4-6 mark structured question or as part of a longer synoptic question linking to forces and energy. The assessment objective split is 40% recall, 40% application, and 20% analysis. So you'll need to know your facts and be able to apply them to unfamiliar scenarios. Let's get started. Let's begin with stellar evolution, the life cycle of stars. And here's the first critical distinction you must make in the exam. Stars of different masses follow different pathways. This is a classic discriminator between foundation and higher tier responses. All stars begin the same way. A nebula, which is essentially a massive cloud of dust and gas, mostly hydrogen, begins to collapse under its own gravity. As it collapses, gravitational potential energy converts to kinetic energy, then to thermal energy. The cloud gets hotter and hotter until it forms a protostar. When the temperature reaches about 10 million degrees Celsius, nuclear fusion begins. Hydrogen nuclei fuse to form helium, releasing enormous amounts of energy. Congratulations, you now have a main sequence star. Our sun is a main sequence star, and it'll stay in this stable phase for about 10 billion years. Now, here's where the pathways diverge based on mass. For sun-like stars, what we call low-mass stars, when the hydrogen fuel in the core runs out, the star expands dramatically and cools slightly, becoming a red giant. The outer layers are eventually ejected, leaving behind a hot, dense core called a white dwarf. Over billions of years, this white dwarf cools to become a black dwarf. That's the end of the line for stars like our sun. But massive stars? They go out with a bang, literally. When a massive star exhausts its hydrogen, it becomes a red supergiant, even larger than a red giant. These stars are so massive that they can fuse heavier elements in their cores. Eventually, the core collapses catastrophically in a supernova explosion, one of the most energetic events in the universe. What's left behind depends on the original mass, either a neutron star, which is incredibly dense, a teaspoon would weigh billions of tons, or if the star was massive enough, a black hole where gravity is so strong that not even light can escape. In the exam, you'll often see a flowchart question asking you to complete the life cycle. Remember, the key decision point is after the main sequence stage. Ask yourself, is this a sun-like star or a massive star? That determines whether you write red giant or red supergiant next. Now let's shift gears to cosmology, the study of the universe itself. The Big Bang theory states that the universe began approximately 13.8 billion years ago from an extremely hot, extremely dense point. Not an explosion in space, but an expansion of space itself. This is crucial. Space itself is expanding, carrying galaxies apart. So how do we know this happened? Two key pieces of evidence. First, redshift. When we observe light from distant galaxies, we notice something remarkable. The spectral lines, those dark lines in the spectrum caused by elements absorbing specific wavelengths, are shifted toward the red end of the spectrum. This means the wavelength has increased and the frequency has decreased. Why? Because the galaxies are moving away from us. The further away the galaxy, the greater the redshift, which tells us it's moving away faster. This is exactly what we'd expect if the universe is expanding. Here's a common mistake. Candidates often say, the galaxy appears red, or the light turns red. That's not quite right. Redshift refers to the shifting of spectral lines toward longer wavelengths, the red end of the spectrum. Be precise with your language. Second piece of evidence, cosmic microwave background radiation, or CMBR. This is electromagnetic radiation that comes from all directions in space. It's the afterglow of the Big Bang itself, radiation that's been traveling through space for nearly 14 billion years. As the universe expanded and cooled, this radiation stretched to microwave wavelengths. We can detect it today at a temperature of about 2.7 Kelvin, that's minus 270 degrees Celsius. The existence of CMBR is powerful evidence that the universe was once much hotter and denser. One more concept for higher tier students, orbital mechanics. Planets orbit the sun and satellites orbit planets. What keeps them in orbit? Gravity provides the centripetal force, the force directed toward the center of the circular path. Here's the key point. Even though the speed might be constant, the velocity is constantly changing because the direction is changing. And if velocity is changing, the object is accelerating. So planets are continuously accelerating toward the sun, but they never fall in because they also have tangential velocity. It's a beautiful balance.
Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, command words. State means give a brief factual answer, maybe one or two words. Describe means say what happens or what something is like. You're painting a picture with words. But explain, that's where you need to show cause and effect. Use the word because to link your statements. For example, the star expands to become a red giant because the hydrogen fuel in the core is depleted, causing the outer layers to expand.
For calculations, and yes, you might need to calculate orbital speed or time period, always show you're working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still pick up method marks. And don't forget units. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't say galaxies are expanding, it's the space between galaxies that's increasing. Don't confuse the end stages of different mass stars. Make a clear mental flowchart. And when describing redshift, don't just say the light stretches, be specific. Wavelength increases, frequency decreases. For 6 mark questions on star life cycles, structure your answer chronologically. Start with nebula, work through protostar and main sequence, then clearly branch based on mass. Use scientific terminology throughout words like nuclear fusion, gravitational collapse, supernova. These show the examiner you really understand the physics. Let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give the answer. Question 1. What force provides the centripetal force keeping planets in orbit? The answer is gravity. Question 2. What is the end stage of a sun-like star? The answer is white dwarf, eventually cooling to a black dwarf. Question 3. What does redshift tell us about distant galaxies? The answer is, they are moving away from us and the universe is expanding. Question 4. What is CMBR? The answer is, cosmic microwave background radiation, electromagnetic radiation from all parts of the universe, evidence of the Big Bang. Question 5. What happens when a massive star exhausts its fuel? The answer is, it explodes as a supernova, leaving either a neutron star or black hole. How did you do if you got all 5? Brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. So, to wrap up, the universe topic is all about stellar evolution and Big Bang evidence. Remember your 2 pathways for stars based on mass. Remember that redshift and CMBR are your 2 key pieces of evidence for the Big Bang. And for higher tier, understand that gravity provides centripetal force for orbital motion. This topic connects beautifully to other areas of your specification: energy transfers, forces, nuclear physics, and waves. Examiners love synoptic questions, so think about how these concepts link together. Practice those exam questions, use the mark schemes to see exactly what examiners want, and don't just memorize, understand why things happen. That's what will get you those top marks. Thanks for listening to GCSE Physics Essentials. Keep studying, stay curious, and remember, you've got this. Good luck with your exams.